Hi there, this is, I'm Jason Miller, and this is my video channel on Brighteon.com called The Truth and Stuff. It is January 18th, I believe. Let's see here. No, January 19th, 2024. And I'm going to do this video on Alex Jones. I think he's a greatly misunderstood character in our world, on a lot of levels, you know. Turns 50 this year. He's from Texas. He had some experiences as a young man that, you know, inspired him to do independent media. And he's been doing that, I think, 25 years now, maybe 30. But, radio and stuff and internet. He was, a trailblazer, kind of like, what's his name? Andrew Breitbart. But Andrew Breitbart, they didn't allow to live. So this video is going to be about why do they let Alex Jones do what he does? Why do they let him live? Okay. And most of my videos, I really try to focus solely on the truth, the way I see it, the way it is. Of course, none of us can do that completely. This video is going to delve a little more into my theories about why, you know, Alex Jones has been allowed to do what he does. And I'm going to do a little brainstorm of different possibilities. So we'll start with, well, he's a shill, right? Maybe a way to distract, like he'll tell certain stories when, you know, there's something else going on and more important and such, like push the political motivation stuff and, you know, elections and whatnot. It's a fair argument in a way. I mean, elections, I think, are really fairly irrelevant. I know most people don't feel that way, but I think that each, you know, like it, especially at the high levels, like president, you know, the, you know, every, I think, major presidential candidate is controlled to an extent. Like with Trump, for instance, for something to seem organic, the best way to do that is to make it as organic as possible. And for the first many years of Trump's presidency, they had a motto among his campaign to let Trump be Trump. Because, you know, if it were me and I was a world order leader or whatever, I would have done it just how it played out. I would have let Trump do some things to try to make the country better and such, because the big agenda at that time was obviously COVID-19. They had it planned for decades, right? And Trump was their guy to sell it because, you know, no one was going to buy it from Hillary Clinton, at least no one on the right. You know, all the Democrats would take every vaccine you try to give them, but the Republicans were much more skeptical. They would have taken it from Hillary Clinton. They would have gotten much less people to take it. Trump was their guy. Trump, I don't think he even knew it. I think at some point, a couple years into his presidency, they said, all right, Trump, it's time. We got this killer China virus. You're going to push that, and you're going to push this vaccine, which is our solution, right? What do they call it? Crisis or problem, reaction, solution. The Hegelian dialectic. And Trump did it because he's controlled. Because, that's what these guys do. They control people. And, I think that Trump got a good glimpse at that world when he actually went into the to meet Obama at the White House the first time. Remember that when he walked in with Melania and he met Barack and Michelle and they walked in and the doors closed. And then we didn't get to see what happened for the next couple of hours. I think back there they kind of showed Trump behind the curtain to who's really in charge, because he went in there happy and gleeful and he came out white as a ghost. He was changed. He'd seen something that spooked him in there for sure. At least that was, it seemed very obvious to me that after that moment, he changed. But anyway, Alex Jones, yeah, so could he be a shill? I don't think so. I mean, I think there's some truth to that. Like, I don't think he's allowed to report on certain things. Like, I remember this Alphonse guy who, you know, had Big a Pizza in D.C., you know, the obvious, you know, kind of a, you know, they called it Pizzagate, right? And they really, for some reason, this fellow that owns this pizza place in D.C. is a major political player. No one can apparently figure out why, right? But he's just, you know, invited to the White House all the time, you know, has major, you know, high level political friends like Barack Obama and so on. And, you know, Alex covered Pizzagate and then he came out, I think a month or two later and, you know, recanted his story and apologized. And I think that he did that because that was part of his deal. If he didn't, he was going to be ruined, you know, or worse. And you know, so at some level, I think there's stuff Alex Jones is not allowed to report on. Maybe. I think that's possible. You know, also they can memory hole everything online, and most all of Alex Jones' content is online. He has sold a lot of DVDs and a lot of, you know, he's selling books now, which they cannot just erase with the push of a button. So I think that's good. That speaks to his legitimacy. But, you know, the main reason I think that they let Alex Jones operate, and I've never heard anyone say this before, but the answer, I'll answer that in the form of a question. Where else would these elites get their news? Because these elites, they want the best of the best of everything. You know, they think they're entitled to it. They think they deserve it. And so, you know, that's InfoWars. InfoWars really truly is the best possible news that you can get. If you want to know actual things, actual facts, actual truth about what's going on around the world, especially at the elite level of corruption, then you cannot beat InfoWars. And so maybe they allow him to operate at the same time, you know, turn him into a straw man or destroy his name so most people don't take him seriously, but then they can then get their news from InfoWars. I believe that's absolutely what they do. Of course they do. Why wouldn't you? If you were elite and you wanted elite news, you would watch InfoWars. If you wanted the truth about what's going on, especially about your own operations, you know, a good overview of everything, you would be tuned in to InfoWars broadcast. And maybe that's why they let him do what he does. They need it somewhere. I mean, I think it's the same for Mike Adams, right? If they want the best health information, the best health news, and they want their people, their doctors, their health people to get the best, you know, rounded health news, you would need someone out there like Mike Adams to do it, right? Where else would you get it? You're not going to get it from NBC, ABC, CBS, and, you know, because all that is made for the masses. right? So what you do is you censor Alex Jones, you censor Mike Adams, and then, you know, it's much smaller, to so it's not having a great effect around, as great effect around the world or in the States, but then you can still access it. Does that make sense? So they allow these guys to live, they allow them to operate so they can have access to their work. That's what I believe makes the most logical sense to me. And I've never even heard that mentioned before, which is interesting, but it's entirely logical if you think about it. Now, it's the same for Owen Benjamin. More people know who Alex Jones is and, you know, Natural News Mike Adams than know who Owen Benjamin is. Owen Benjamin is not as big as these other guys, but I tell you what, he's probably the best comedian there is, and he's uncensored, you see. I believe there are elites watching Owen Benjamin. I believe they censored him to a degree so he doesn't have too much impact, but that they want good entertainment, you know? I think they also want, you know, obviously depopulation, which is another matter, but, you know, depopulation doesn't mean wiping out everyone. It means wiping out 90 to 95%. So 5% get to survive, and I believe they want, you know, impressive, prolific, stout, you know, anti-fragile, effective people left, right? They want to save the best 5 to 10% of the people on Earth. And I think some of that will happen naturally in the sense that, look, you know, the strong survive, right? The strong will make do, will even possibly thrive in the difficult situation, in the difficult living conditions, difficult living environment that they create, right? It's almost like the cream rising to the top or a competition in a way, right? I mean, I think this is how they view it. And, you know, the smart ones won't take the shots. The smart ones won't give their kids the iPads and, you know, the Mountain Dew and the Doritos. You know, the smart ones won't, you know, send their kids to school. And those lines, those genetic lines will survive. Or at least, you know, yeah, they'll survive while the others decline gradually, right? The slow kill. And what will be left are the strongest humans that they can then control and have work for them and create a society of, you know, more moral, more, you know, less volatile, less... low IQ people. They'll have more IQ, they'll have more morals, they'll have more, they'll be more robust for the testing and all that. And so, yeah, I mean, I think that that's why they probably let Alex Jones operate and Mike Adams and maybe Owen Benjamin. Again, Owen Benjamin's much smaller, but he's some of the best entertainment you can get, you know. I don't know, you know, and that's valuable. You know, I think to the future, and I think they see it that way too, you know. That's an interesting thought, isn't it? Isn't it interesting to think about it that way? I don't know. I wonder if Alex Jones has ever thought about that. I'd pretty much bet that he has. I bet that all three of these men have thought about that, and this is maybe even what they believe. They're allowed to operate because the elites want them to. I mean, that's the reality of it. And in fact, I think that that's the truth, because the elites, you know, and, you know, for the longest time, people, you know, live under a sense of false security. They think, oh, I'm in my house at night. You know, the door is locked. I've got my firearm, maybe I'm safe. Well, that's not even close to true, and it hasn't been for a long time. You know, they can off anybody at any time they want. Anybody that's alive is alive because they're being allowed to live. And so, you know, so what I'm saying is in at least some regard true in terms of why they let Alex Jones, Mike Adams, and, you know, others to operate, is because they see them as valuable to themselves, not necessarily to the world at large, but to the future, to the present, to, like, when it comes to InfoWars, staying informed. Where else would you get true news? You don't get it from the New York Times, the Washington Post, NBC, ABC, CBS, PBS, NPR, the BBC, Newsweek, you know, RT, your local papers, your local news. All of that is metaphysical horseshit for the masses. It's the script. It's the soap opera. It's the narratives that they want to push on the masses. Well, that's not what they want. They want the truth. And if you want the truth, you tune into InfoWars. Where else would they get it? You know, I mean, they could try to do something like that privately, a private news organization where they are the only ones that get the truth. But then if that gets leaked, they're exposed. But if you have it out in public and you simply demonize the information, the man, and say, oh, Alex Jones is just a crazy conspiracy theorist. He's a sexist, racist, bigot, homophobe, right-winger, white supremacist. You know, a large portion of the society will check out. You know, a lot of people don't necessarily know who he is because he's always been censored to some regard in the first place. People who do learn who he is will probably learn the bad information about how he's, you know, selling lies, selling conspiracy theories and stuff like that, so they won't take it seriously while they sit back and they get their news from InfoWars. That's totally what I believe. Where else would they get their news? The Atlantic, you know, the, what's the other one? The, The Economist. There's a few elite publications that are pay subscriptions that do give out, you know, a good portion of truth. You know, like if you go to Bilderberg, these are closed meetings. They're talking about real stuff in there that we don't get to hear about until later when it comes out in the narrative, right? And that's only what they want us to hear. A lot of it is super secret, behind closed doors, for all time. You know, except, you know. So they do have some private, you know, information and stuff. It's like the CIA. The CIA is the communications and operations apparatus for the deep state in the United States. You know, they recruit people in high school and in college. Some are even born into it. And, you know, they promise them security. They promise them job opportunity and job advancement, you know, career advancement, protection. They give them money and, you know, for compensation. And they make them sign a non-disclosure agreement that says they'll never discuss any of their work with the CIA and, You know, if they do, the consequences are dire. They are serious. You know, you will be disappeared, basically. Offed or put in prison, you know, a hole so deep that nothing will ever get out. You know, in the interest of national security, because it's a state-funded secret society, the CIA. And, you know, is it dangerous? Yeah, it's as dangerous as it gets. But it operates out in the open. In a way, everybody knows it exists, the CIA, but hardly anybody knows what they actually do. And again, they are communications and operations apparatus for these elites around the world, but based in the United States, right? They control the U.S. region. And, you know, if you ever want to, you know, get power back for the people, for the region, you have to disband the CIA or get control of it because, you know, it's like in any war. You know, if you're, say, U.S. is at war with Canada or whatever, any war there is, one of the first things you try to do is dismantle or decipher the enemy's communications because that's how they operate. Well, it's not different from the CIA. And, you know, whatever the CIA doesn't get, the Freemasons will. Or, you know, they'll scoop up a bunch more. And then there's other ways they can do it. You know, they can control people as well. Because the CIA, by is necessarily a group of people without a lot of scruples. You know, they have to have that mean gene or that, you know, that aspect of them that is not afraid to, you know, hurt somebody else. Like, would you hurt an animal for money? Would you betray a friend for a better job? That kind of thing. A lot of people, you know, even if they do have some scruples, will go to that level to achieve success. And who could blame them? You gotta eat, right? I like to think I would starve first, but I don't know. Until you're tested, you don't necessarily know. But a lot of people will just go, yeah, I would do that. You know, it's important that I survive, or I really want a nice house or nice cars, nice things. A family, you know, a lake house, vacations. And so I will compromise myself in order to get that. And then they have you, you know. And so, you know, Alex Jones has been allowed to operate at a certain level so people can, you know, these elites can get the elite information. Now, the good news is you don't have to be elite to get it. Just go to Infowars.com/show. Go to Infowars.com and read the news feed. Watch the videos. Even their products are elite. You know, their supplements are the best supplements you can get anywhere. Just simple stuff. Vitamin D, vitamin B12, multivitamins, you know, BioPQQ, what else? Iodine, nascent iodine. It's incredible stuff. It's so good that, you know, I don't like to take it because it really does. It really is like rocket fuel for your brain. Or I wouldn't even call it fuel. I would call it grease. Your brain works better. Everything works better on that stuff. And I don't necessarily want to work better for some reason. but yeah, that's it. Why do they let Alex Jones survive? Well, maybe he's a shill. I don't think so. Maybe he's protected with an insurance file, right? Maybe he's got dirt on some elites that allow him to survive. You know, an insurance file in politics or in big business is simply a file that you have that contains dirt or incriminating information on powerful people. So then those powerful people become your ally, because if something happens to you, then the information gets released and they will have consequences, right? I'm sure Alex Jones has insurance file. Of course he does. You cannot operate on that level without it. But additionally, I think that the elites want elite information, and where else are they going to get it? You know, why get it in secret when you can just click on a public website that you've, you know, destroyed in the eyes of the public, but is actually all good news? And that's what InfoWars is. It's good news, except for some of this crap, you know, like the Space Force crap. And I think it, you know, it's too political for my taste, you know, the elections, and he's got like an election countdown that's been going down for like 400 days, which I do think is important, but I do think that that writing is also on the wall. I'll have a prediction for the presidential election soon, but, you know, it's just prediction, nothing prolific. Anyways, that's my video today. Support InfoWars store, support the Health Rangers store, and support Owen Benjamin and his different things. He's got a curated group of people around him called the Bears, and what they do is they have a social media app where you're not allowed to share anything, you know, stupid or too controversial. It's all just about good stuff, you know, homesteading and gardening and farming and, you know, regional, where you can meet with other like-minded people. He's got his own streaming service called unauthorized.tv that's very good. There's a bunch of contributors there. He's got a social media app. He's got called Beartaria Times, and he does stand up, and then he's got a stream every day on Rumble and Unauthorized, and you know, he's got Twitter and all that, and so check him out. He's great entertainment. But thank you so much. I'm Jason Miller, and this is my video channel on Brighteon.com called The Truth and Stuff. I hope to see you back for more videos.